Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And please hope to check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dan Poynter is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, Dan Poynter. And the parapub.com is his website. And he's the author of the self-publishing manual. Folks, if you want to publish your own book, then you have to have this book. You just can't do it and be successful, in my opinion, without knowing Dan and his book. But he's written a number of others. The Air Travel Handbook, Tips, Tricks, and Secrets on Flying. Writing Nonfiction is another of his books. What have you written? How many dozens of books have you written, Dan?
134.
There you go. So almost 12 dozens, something.
But that's what I do.
So something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Dan, you're going to tell us a story in a minute that you were going to tell us in the last segment, but I'm going to tell you a quick one first. So I'm going through jump school in the Army. I'm on the plane, C-141 Starlifter, big four-engine jet. I'm on the plane. I'm looking across the way at two brothers from North Carolina, young brothers, both of them real young, just privates. I was an officer. I looked over at them, and I'd seen them all through jump school, but today's our first jump. I look over at them. They're looking a little white, a little sheepish.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "You guys okay? You know, I'm an officer. I'm trying to pump them up a little bit. You know," I said, "You guys okay?" And they said, "Sir, this is the first time we've ever been on an airplane."
Uh-huh.
Their first jump, the first time they were ever on an airplane, they got a one-way ticket. How about that for courage?
Very, very good.
So tell us your story.
Oh, I was taking finals in law school in San Francisco, and a friend said, "I know where we can go skydiving up in Calistoga." And I said, "That sounds a lot better than taking finals." Well, I finished the finals and went out on a Saturday, and I made that first jump late in the day, and I fell in love. I said, "Skydiving is what I want to do." And then I found a way to make a living in the skydiving industry. And I'll tell you, I've never had trouble running parachute companies, working for parachute companies, never had trouble getting up in the morning, never had trouble going to work. Friday was a good day because I knew I was going jumping on Saturday and
right.
Sunday. And I spent, I just, you know, doing what I loved and loving what I do every day, designing parachutes during the week, jumping on the weekends. And, you know, Forbes magazine says that 86% of the population doesn't like their job. I think the other 14% are skydivers. and this is why it's so important to tell young people to go out and do something different with different people every weekend and experience different things. And you might find something that just grabs you, and then you won't be one of those 86%
right.
who are just going off to work.
What do you tell people who talk about who are afraid of the obvious dangers of skydiving?
Well, I tell them to go out to the airport and take an observation ride, and they put a parachute on you, and they buckle you in next to the door, and you can see everybody crawling over you to get out the door, and you're right there as they leave,
mm-hmm.
and see what it's all about. And you might decide that, "I don't want to do that."
It's not for you.
But you might decide, "Hey, I think I'd like to try that." You have the experience,
and you can go out with a guide, can't you? You can, they'll strap you into somebody if you want to go the first time as a tandem.
A tandem jump, and probably better 90% of the jumps now are made tandem.
Really,
it's easy because your first jump course is just a few minutes. And they mm-hmm. put the gear on you and take you up, and you go out strapped to instructor, and then when you get down to pull altitude about 3,000 feet, the instructor tells you to pull. And if you don't, then the instructor pulls. And this is really important. After mm-hmm. you open up the canopy, you want to say to the instructor, "Dan said I could steer." And he'll say, "Oh, okay." And he'll hand you the steering lines. And then you can steer.
Yeah.
And so you have all the free fall and the canopy ride. And you want to get the whole thing on video.
Yeah. Well, you know, I remember years ago, as you probably remember, you know, decades ago, before there were tandems, as I remember, they would give you some training and push you out of the airplane. And I remember thinking, you know, the Army took 2 weeks to teach me how to land before I ever got in an airplane, because they thought that was a big deal. And these people are putting somebody up in an airplane after an hour or two of training. It seemed to me like there should have been more time spent on landing. Am I wrong about that?
Well, it's not really necessary. The parachutes are coming down a lot slower today. And they have ground-to-air communication. You've got a walkie-talkie on you, so you've got
an
instructor on the ground to tell you which way to face and what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if landing were that important, if it was that dangerous, then they'd spend more time on it.
So how is the industry going? How's the sport going? Is it growing? Is it gotten,
well, when
has
I
it gotten
started
too expensive?
Out,
what do you think?
There were very few jobs back in 1962. Now, with the tandem and all of the other activity out at the parachute centers, there are jobs. And so you can be like a ski bum. You can be almost like a jump bum, or you get paid to run the operation.
Right. What does it cost? If somebody wanted to go out into their area and do a tandem jump, what would it cost?
Well, it depends on the area of the country.
About
$125, maybe $150.
For one jump?
But for that first tandem jump.
And everybody needs to do that once, just to experience it.
That's right.
Yeah,
especially pilots.
Right.
They enjoy making that one jump and seeing what it's like.
Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Right back with Dan Pointer. I've really enjoyed hearing him talk about this industry that he loves and has loved now most of his life. Parapub.com is his website. P-A-R-P-A-R-A, parapub.com. Check it out. Quick break, 10 till.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.